So I'm sure that you would love to see Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. Actually, I think everybody would love to see the savior of humanity. So you might be asking, well, what do you have to do to be able to see the savior of humanity, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance? Well, the most basic and probably the most important thing is to stop sinning. I know, it sounds so cliche, but really, one of the most harmful things that prevent us from seeing Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, are the sins that we commit. Sins are like a dark veil that cover the eyes of our hearts and souls and prevent us from seeing the master of the age. And just to add some cool evidence, Ayatullah Taqi Behjat, who used to live in the city of Qum and was considered to be a spiritual master, was once asked, "Why are we not able to see the Imam of our time?" He answered, "The real question is, why are we not adamant on doing things that are wajib, which means obligatory, and refrain from things that are haram, which means prohibited." Good answer, huh? And he also said that the leaving of the wajibat, the obligatory things in Islam, and doing haram, the prohibited things in Islam, are like a veil and a cover that prevent us from seeing the Imam of our time, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. So now you know exactly what you need to do if you want to see the master of the age, Imam al-Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance. And if for some wise divine reason you don't see the master of the age, well, be happy in knowing that he sees you and your efforts in trying to be a better servant of Allah wherever you are.